This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Hi, how are you? My name's Simon Smart, and you're listening to Life and Faith from the Centre for Public Christianity. Well, you might have heard recently of a report that was released called For Kids' Sake. It was a major study looking at the well-being of Australia's children and young people. Well, Professor Patrick Parkinson was the author of that report. He is a specialist in family law, child protection, and the law of equity and trusts. He teaches at Sydney University, and he's a highly regarded researcher and author, especially in this area of child protection. Well, this week I'm bringing you an interview that I did with Professor Parkinson, and I began by asking him why the situation for Australian children is getting worse.
Look, I have to say I was shocked by what we found. What I asked my researcher to do was to look at trends over the last, say, 10 or 15 years, and we just systematically went through all the reports and research that there is on what's happening to our young people and children. And look, there's some good news. We've managed to reduce infant mortality. We're doing better with leukemia. Education is going fine for most kids. But there's a group of kids for whom things are getting a lot worse.
Tell me about that. You had some sort of alarming findings there, things like higher rates of abuse, lots more children in foster homes, that type of thing.
Yeah, well, if you look around the country, the rate of reporting of child abuse and neglect has risen by about 275% over, say, 12 or 15 years. Now, some of that's explicable by changes in definition and laws and those things, but we've been aware of child abuse for a long time, and most of that increase is, in my view, an increase in real concern about the well-being of kids. Twice the number of kids are in out-of-home care as 10 years ago. That means there's twice the number who we simply cannot return to their families. That's a dramatic increase.
And it's not explicable by a growth in population, for instance, and it's just a proportionate thing.
No, it's not. In fact, when I've looked at those statistics about out-of-home care, what's happening is we're taking the same number of kids each year, roughly, into care, but we're not able to take many of them out again. We would take kids into care for 3 to 6 months and then try to return them to their families. But the problems in these families are now so immense that many more of these children are having to stay in foster care for the long term. And that creates an enormous crisis because there simply isn't enough foster care places available.
There are some especially worrying signs for girls.
I think there are some really disturbing signs here for teenage girls in particular. To give you some idea, if you look at 15 to 17-year-old girls who are hospitalised for self-harming, that's risen 90% between 1996 and 2006. With younger kids, it's been a 66% increase in 12 to 14-year-old kids, but six times as many girls are self-harming in the age group as boys. Look at binge drinking. We've had a real campaign about binge drinking, and the figures are going down a bit for some kids, but the ones who engage most seriously in binge drinking, that number is escalated. And the number of young women who are hospitalised for acute alcohol intoxication has again doubled in about 10 years. Now, if there's a 10% increase, if there's a 15% increase, we would be worried. But I'm talking about double the rate in such a short period of time.
These sound very alarming findings. Are you getting good answers in terms of what might be behind this? And also, are people concerned, are governments concerned about how, you know, what we might do about this stuff?
Well, I don't know what the government thinks. We haven't had much response from the government on this. But what I've said in the report is, look, there are multiple reasons for this. It'd be silly and simplistic to pick on one explanation. I think that reasons multiply in any event. But the big demographic change in the last 20 years has been the fragility of Australian families. And what I say in the report, and I think is backed up by a mountain of evidence, is that that is the biggest and most important explanation for the deteriorating well-being of children.
Patrick, you've worked in this field for a long time. Do you find it depressing work, or are there some positive signs there as well to keep you going?
I'm not a person who gets depressed. I always look for positive solutions about things. But the reality is that things are going downhill, and there's no hiding from that. There's no bright news there on the horizon. It is a negative picture, and we need to wake up and realise that.
Well, that's Professor Patrick Parkinson, a researcher, author and expert in child protection. He's the author of For Kids' Sake, and we're going to be looking at more of this next time on Life and Faith.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.